Welcome back to Community Connections with Hope Services, the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, connecting our community through information, support, and a little bit of hope. Today we're talking about the second annual Hear Our Voice Festival coming up on Saturday, August 29th. Joining me is Patty, Natalie, and Matt from LifeGuide Friends, along with Renita Keener, Special Olympics assistant. Thank you all for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's get started with LifeGuide Friends. For someone who didn't attend last year's festival, what is the Hear Our Voice Festival and what inspired it?
So we wanted to give something back to the community. We wanted to do something here in this area like they do over in the Toledo area, the Acoustics for Autism. So we wanted to do something here for the people that are here that don't get to experience that and gear more towards the individuals that we're serving. And we wanted to do more for Special Olympics because we are huge Special Olympics fans. We're huge Cougars fans. So we wanted just to give back to the community. And we were like, how can we do this? How can we do this? And we said, okay, well, this would be the perfect way for us to give back. You know, it's a free festival. We're going to bring different bands. We're going to bring different things and everything. And, you know, whatever funds that we raise, we'll use them to give back to Special Olympics and to our community.
The festival is centered around inclusion, awareness, and community. So what does Hear Our Voice mean to you?
To me, it means everybody gets a say in their lives and how they participate in the community and being involved, and also just friendship, inclusion, meeting new people.
To me, it means that the individuals that we serve get to show everybody that they're here, that they're important. You know, it's a day for them, and they can come in, show themselves off, or have fun, and do whatever it is that they want to do, and just try to get everybody in the community to be more open towards the individuals that we have grown to love.
For me, just about coming out and having some fun, right, giving people opportunities to want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So, people that we serve, and, you know, community at home, so that's it.
Renita, how is Henry County Special Olympics involved in this year's festival?
Well, we're very grateful for this amazing event. Last year, our athlete leaders stepped up and they helped with some setup. They helped do cleanup. They walked around and made sure things were clean. They, of course, were enjoying the festival also. This year, they're going to be doing the same thing. We have added an extra element this year with the Hear Our Voice Summer Splash Challenge. There's going to be a dunk tank, and we're going to have local celebrities and athletes that are going to step up, and you'll get to pay to have your favorite athlete or celebrity take a splash in the dunk tank. They'll also be running an art table with some family activities.
So there's also a great lineup of live entertainment this year, and it's more than just music. What else can families expect to find at the festival?
Well, we're going to have food. We're going to have JAR. They're going to come out, and they're going to bring some emotional support animals. We're going to have games. There's going to be some vendors out there that are going to make some homemade crafts and things like that. They're going to be selling, and other agencies that we've invited that, you know, have sponsored, they're going to be coming out there. They're going to put their information out there and everything, because this is not just about, like, this is about the individuals. That we're not the only ones that do this. You know, there's other agencies that do this as well. And then that way they can get their word out there as well.
What kind of food are we going to have?
So the food trucks, we're going to have Tucker Truck, which is the only Australian food truck in the United States that's going to be out there. Blue Collar Barbecue will be providing us with some great barbecue. City Soda is a dirty soda truck that is coming to us out of Toledo this year. Snack Shack will be there with some comfort foods like hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries. And the very new P&O Popcorn out of Defiance will be bringing their kettle corn and serving that up for us also.
Amazing.
So the event is free and open to the community. Is there anything people should know before coming or anything that they should be bringing along?
Bring your lawn chairs and a treat, either for JAR Rescue or for the Henry County Humane Society. We will be collecting canned and dry dog food, cat food for both of the organizations, blankets, towels, toys, treats, whatever. Bring something out.
Where can listeners go to learn more or follow along for any updates on the event?
Our Facebook page at LifeGuide Friends or the Hear Our Voice Facebook page too. We post every day.
Well, thank you everyone for joining me. Again, the second annual Hear Our Voice Festival is Saturday, August 29th from 4 to 10 p.m. at the barn at Honey Blossom Orchard, 2950 Enterprise Road in Napoleon. Admission is free, so bring your family, friends, and lawn chairs and come out for an evening of music, food, fun, inclusion, and community. For more information about Hope Services, visit our website at www.henrydd.org, call the office at 419-599-2892, or follow us all on social media. You're listening to Community Connections with Hope Services, the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, where together we empower individuals and strengthen our community. Until next time, take care and stay connected with hope.